This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we're getting into a really crucial conflict for any subscription business. It's the one that, you know, probably keeps a lot of CEOs awake at night.
Mm.
Acquiring a new client, that's really only half the battle.
It really is. I mean, you can have the most amazing lead generation machine, perfect SEO, great content, high conversion rates. You get the client.
You win.
You win. But if that customer can't actually use your service, if they can't find the value, they just churn.
And all that effort is wasted.
Completely wasted. The money, the time, all that tactical energy, it just vanishes. And your customer acquisition cost, your CAC, it just skyrockets. It's like you're filling a bucket that has a giant hole in the bottom.
That leaky bucket analogy is, it's perfect. It really captures the frustration. So we're diving into a specific antidote today, a strategy our sources are calling customer success SEO.
Right.
And I want to be super clear from the start. What are we actually talking about when we say customer success SEO?
We're talking about deliberately changing how you think about your support infrastructure. So your knowledge base, your FAQs, your help articles. All that documentation.
The stuff that's usually just an afterthought.
Exactly. And instead of being an afterthought, you turn it into a powerful retention tool.
Yeah.
Customer success SEO is all about optimizing that content, not just for your internal team, but for external search visibility. You're trying to rank for the super specific questions that only your existing customers are asking.
So this is a huge operational shift. I mean, the content team isn't just focused on attracting new leads anymore.
Yeah.
They're now responsible for keeping the customers you already have.
Precisely. And so our mission for you today is to unpack how this focus transforms your website into what one source called a retention engine. The goal here is simple. Make it easy for clients to find the value they paid for. That's how you build loyalty.
You're basically moving SEO from being just a marketing expense to a revenue protection strategy.
That's it, exactly.
Okay, so before we get to the solution, let's really dig into the problem. Our sources talk about something they call the silent churn driver. Tell us about that.
The silent churn driver is that moment. It's when a client hits a roadblock, but they decide not to call you. They don't open a support ticket.
They just stay quiet.
They stay quiet, but they're struggling. They assume it's just going to be faster to look it up themselves.
Huh.
So where do they go?
Google.
Straight to Google.
Hmm.
They're searching for error messages, how-to guides, that kind of thing.
Oh, I've done this a million times.
Right.
It's 2 a.m, I get some obscure error code. I'm not waiting for a support ticket. I want the fix right now.
And that's the moment. That urgency, that frustration, that's the risk you have to intercept. Because if your official, authoritative content doesn't show up first, what does?
Something else.
A competitor's blog post.
Mm.
Or, you know, an outdated Reddit thread with a half-correct answer.
Right, or a forum post from 6 years ago. That's the worst.
And that's the danger. That frustration, now it's compounded by a confusing or just plain wrong answer, and they start to think the product is broken. They underutilize it, and eventually...
Well, churn.
They churn. So customer success SEO acts as a proactive defense right at that moment. By making sure your answer is the first thing they see, you kill the frustration, you accelerate their time to value, and you prove your expertise long after the sale is done.
It's the difference between a client feeling abandoned and feeling, you know, constantly supported.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. This feels essential, but it can't just be a task you hand to a junior SEO person. This sounds like it needs to integrate support directly with search strategy.
That integration is the key. And it's the biggest challenge. The data from your support tickets, your internal site search. That's the goldmine.
So let's break it down. Our sources lay out 3 strategic pillars. Let's start with pillar 1.
Right. So pillar 1 is all about the immediate pain points. It's focused on how to and implementation keywords.
So this is addressing those super specific, granular questions people have right after they sign up.
Yes. The keywords are incredibly precise. Things like how to integrate our service with this specific CRM or setting up recurring reports in our tool. The intent is immediate. They need to do a task now.
And the content has to match that intent. They are not looking for marketing fluff.
No, absolutely not. The content has to be ruthless. Short, step-by-step checklists. Technically precise tutorials, maybe an embedded video. And you find these topics by looking at your support data. What are the top 50 tickets that could have been self-served? Start there.
That's such a practical starting point. But what about jargon? I mean, the support team might call an error one thing.
Like asynchronous data sync failure.
Right, but the customer is just searching for, my data didn't update. How do you bridge that gap?
That's a huge part of the strategy. You have to map the technical term to the customer's plain language term. You optimize the page for both. It means your technical writers and your support agents have to be in constant communication.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so once the customer is past that initial setup, their needs change. And that brings us to pillar two.
Right. Pillar two, optimization for best practice and advanced use cases.
So this is for the client who's already comfortable.
Exactly. This pillar is about protecting your long-term revenue. It's for the client who's trying to maximize their investment. Our sources call this person the five-year customer, the one you cannot afford to lose.
So their search intent is shifting. It's not, how do I fix this anymore? It's, how do I get more value out of this?
Precisely. They're looking for strategy, not just tactics. So the keywords become more aspirational. Advanced reporting techniques for B2B or maximizing efficiency with our tools workflows. You're basically teaching them how to be a power user.
Okay, but tell me how this actually leads to an upsell, because that's where it gets really strategic.
Okay, so let's use a real example. Say your basic tier lets a customer create 5 custom workflows, but the premium tier offers unlimited API integrations.
Right.
An advanced guide called, you know, automating your data flow with advanced APIs does two things. First, it helps the power user who is actively looking for that solution.
And second,
it naturally showcases a premium feature, the API access.
Ah, so the documentation itself becomes a soft sell. The customer finds it because they're trying to solve a problem, and the solution is to upgrade.
They self-identify the need. The content here shifts. It's expert guides, case studies showing how other people got amazing results, maybe transcribed webinars. This drives deeper product use, which kills churn, but it also pre-qualifies them for that upsell.
That is a brilliant way to use SEO to move someone up the value ladder.
Yeah.
But I have a question here. Isn't there a risk in making all this advanced knowledge public? Shouldn't some of it be gated behind the paywall?
That is a really important question. And the sources argue pretty strongly that no, most of it should be public and searchable.
Why?
Because the user's search intent acts as its own gate. Someone searching for advanced API configurations is already a power user no matter what plan they're on. If your content ranks, you establish your authority. And if it describes a feature they don't have, their first thought isn't, I'm going to leave. It's,
yeah.
Wow, I need that. How do I get it? You win the search and you accelerate the upsell.
Okay, you've addressed my concern. The benefit of showing your expertise outweighs the risk.
It absolutely does.
Which brings us to pillar three, which might be the most important for just instantly managing a client's mood.
Yes.
Error and troubleshooting ranking. This is where you put out the fire. Immediately.
This is your non-negotiable insurance policy. Your system isn't perfect. Errors will happen. And if you don't provide an instant credible fix, that's when the relationship starts to break down.
And the strategy is intense. You have to try and rank for every common error message your clients might see.
Yes. And the execution has to be rigorous. You need a dedicated page for every common error, explaining the code, the cause, and the step-by-step fix. Sourced directly from your support tickets.
But is that realistic? Mm-hmm. Can a company really rank for every single error code, especially when you're up against, you know, huge IT forums?
Well, it's not about ranking for every code on day one. It's about prioritizing the ones that cause the most pain. And the real power comes from ranking for the exact phrase someone types in.
Error code XYZ on our platform.
Exactly. That search is so specific that if your page is optimized for it, you have an incredibly high chance of being the number one result. You basically bypass the competition.
And when a client sees your official solution first, it doesn't just solve their problem. It turns a really negative moment into a display of competence.
A huge friction reducer. And this brings us to why the CEO and the CFO should care about all this, the measurable ROI.
Let's get to the numbers. The most obvious benefit here has to be lower support costs.
This is where it's clearest. I mean, the research from our sources shows a huge cost difference. A live human interaction, a ticket, a phone call that can cost a company anywhere from, say, $15 to $20 per interaction.
A self-serve inquiry.
Where the client finds the answer themselves on your site, it costs pennies, maybe less than 10 cents per query.
Every single time a customer serves themselves, that is money saved. It lets you run a leaner support team that's focused on only the truly complex, high-value problems.
It shifts support from a cost center to a specialized asset.
That's it. And that leads to the real driver, higher customer lifetime value, LTV.
Because they're using the product more effectively.
Right. Increased product adoption, directly correlates with higher retention. Clients who use the product well are just exponentially more likely to renew. Studies show that clients who frequently use self-serve support can have a 10 to 15% higher retention rate.
And like you said, if they're using those advanced guides, they're also primed for an upsell, which just compounds that LTV even more.
It's a virtuous cycle. And the final piece is better referrals.
The advocacy loop.
If your clients feel supported, if they feel competent using your tool because your resources are so good, they trust your brand. And they're so much more likely to generate positive word of mouth. They become your advocates.
So really what this all adds up to is taking SEO, which we all think of as a top of funnel tool, and stretching its function deep into the customer lifecycle. You're turning your website into a measurable retention engine.
You're ensuring that the leads you work so hard to get aren't just converting, they're actually thriving. And that's the definition of sustainable, predictable growth.
So we've covered how customer success SEO can protect your investment in every single client by making sure they succeed with your product, from basic setup all the way to advanced troubleshooting.
Mm-hmm. And that leads to a final provocative thought.
Yeah.
If you accept that your support documentation is a fundamental part of client retention, that it directly drives LTV and cuts operational costs, then you have to treat it like critical marketing content.
Right.
So the question you should be asking yourself is this. If your knowledge base is now a revenue-protecting asset, what shifts in your budget, your staffing, and your executive oversight are necessary to treat that content with the same rigor you apply to your lead gen campaigns? That is the real strategic shift you need to consider.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.